Blog Talk Radio.
Whites to vote. They only want Caucasians to vote. You understand what I'm saying? And don't want black folks to vote, brown folks to vote. And they're trying to hinder us from voting in every way they can. Doing little small things. You know, like a little hangnail on your finger, just always trying to do something small to you to keep you from being able to vote. Amen. We got to ask God to fix that. We got so many problems around other nations everywhere. The enemy is trying to take over the world. He really is. If you visit the historicity of Satan in the 12th chapter of Revelations, where God is showing what's going to happen all through Revelations, all those horses that he uses to show us the end time, you'll see that Satan failed in heaven. And he failed so miserably. God had his major angel to lead the way, Michael, and called the other boys together. And they kicked, let me say it like this, they just kicked Satan out of heaven. And he fell down here to the earth. And when he fell here to the earth, since he failed in heaven and he couldn't take over heaven, what spirit do you think he had when he fell down here? Take over spirit here on earth. That's why I have to try to stop anything that the enemy is trying to do against the prayer line. I have to stop it early, because if you let it go, after a while they'll have everybody following them rather than following what God has given to us on this. I hope y'all understand me. Is given to us on the prayer line. You can't let the small things grow. The small things grow, and I have to stop them. Because if I don't stop them, those small things will try to grow. Because, see, that's what the enemy did here on earth. He couldn't take over heaven. And so I guess I'm going to get out of the way and let y'all pray. And so when he got kicked out here down to earth, he's been trying to do everything he can, do little small things at first. But they have grown now, so we're out of hand until thank God for fresh fruits who praying for the world. We need people all over the world praying for the world, because the only one who can really stop this thing and get it back is the Lord. Lord, look at how the enemy has played all this havoc on the church. Yeah, I pointed it out to you. Got even the people who are giving sports instructions and who are over the news. You know, they were saying, listen, we can't have but 16 people in the church. Didn't you see that? My God, 16 people in the church of the epidemic, you know. And then almost on the next sentence, the boys are playing at the stadium today. We want to go out and support the boys, and we got to keep them spaced out so we can't have but 16,000 people in the stadium. 16,000 people in the stadium. And they telling you that we can't have but 16 people at the church. Who do you think was doing that? Do you think that was God that orchestrated that? Come on, open your eyes. That was straight from the devil. He's trying to take over the earth. And the opponent, that is fighting him more than any other opponent on the earth. Is the church. The church stands in Satan's way from taking over the world. And now do you understand why he has put forth all his energy is trying to shut the church down. Can't you see that? He's trying to take over the world. But I heard in God's word said that God would even shorten the time. Because if he didn't, even the very elect would not be saved. He shortened the time because he's not going to let the devil take over the whole earth. He's not going to do it. And when he shortens the time, do you understand what that means? That means that it's over for the devil. Amen. When Jesus breaks the sky, breaks the clouds, comes back with his heavenly host, it's saying, all right, devil, it's over for you. You are defeated. I'm coming back to take over the earth. I'm not going to let you have it. I created the earth, and you cannot have it. And I'm come back to claim that which is mine. Amen. Let me see, Paul said it this way in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord shall descend. Oh, my God, help me, Lord. I'm going to get out of the way in just a minute. For the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I believe I know what he's going to shout. I believe the Holy Ghost told me what he's going to shout. Because I used to wonder when I read that, for the Lord shall descend from heaven with the shout. And then it says, with the voice of the archangel, meaning everybody's going to hear it all over the world. Because when the archangel, like if he would shout, they would hear it all the way from New York to Tokyo, all over the world. And with the trump of God. See, I like that when I read that because I'm an instrumentalist. But I play the saxophone. But God's got a trumpet player who can blow so loud, they're going to hear it all over the world. Amen. And with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we that remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. Yeah. Amen. I believe I know what he's going to shout. See, let me revisit how he stepped to the grave of Lazarus. Lazarus had been dead for 3 days. Now, watch in the text where it says, I think either Mary or Martha said when they were kind of waiting on Jesus, one of them said, listen, he's in the grave and he's stinketh by now. Amen. That's a very, very, very important statement. Why did she say he stinketh by now? Because what I've been teaching you is right. What is it, Chief? I've been teaching y'all that the life is in the blood. And have you ever smelled blood when blood has been stagnated, been there for 3 or 4 days, stagnated, not really moving? It starts stinking. Blood stinks when it's stagnated. That's why when you go to sleep and you wake up during the night and your breath is smelling so bad, it's probably because some of your gums were dripping a little, were leaking a little blood. That blood stinks when it's stagnated. And so Lazarus, I'm trying to tell you what I believe. I believe that I know what God is going to shout. Amen. When Jesus comes back, what he's going to shout. Amen. So the statement was made that he's been in the grave 3 days and he's stinking by now. But Jesus stepped to the grave. Oh, my God. And he told him, show me where he lay. And he stepped to the grave. Now, let me tell you, Jesus knew where Lazarus was, and he found his way to town where he was. How do you think he didn't know where the man laid? But why did he tell them, show me where he laid? He said that because he was trying to involve their faith, too, with what the miracle was getting ready to take place. He wanted them to have faith and be involved in what he was doing and what he was about to do. So they showed him where he lay. And Jesus stepped to the graveside with his voice, with a loud voice. Jesus said, Lazarus, oh, my God. Oh, I feel like almost whooping there. But it's kind of early in the morning. But I heard him say, Lazarus. Thank you, Jesus. Lazarus, oh, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. When he said, come forth, let me tell you what I believe happened in my sanctified mind. I believe the blood started moving in the body of Lazarus. And it was still there. Amen. It was still there with Lazarus and in his body. Because if the blood was not there, I don't know what would have happened. But the life is in the blood. That's why when Jesus died on Calvary, he gave up the ghost, because death was trying to be the ruler over death, hell, and the grave. But Jesus gave up the ghost because he wasn't going to let death rule him on nothing. Because if he had let death take him, yeah, we could holler he died, but we couldn't holler he rose, because death would have been in control. But when he gave up the ghost, that simply meant that he had all power in his hand, and death couldn't do nothing over him. So he gave up the ghost and allowed them to take him and bury him in a barred tomb, because he wasn't planning long to stay there. And on the third day, Jesus decided, that it's long enough. I got to get up, because I got to fulfill the prophecy that had been made over me and given over me. And that is that I shall lie in the grave for 3 days. But on Sunday morning, I got to get up, because the blood is still alive. I gave up the ghost. I'm in control. And I didn't never let them, the undertaker, take my blood. Read the text and see if they allowed, if he allowed them to drain all the blood out of his body. No! The blood was still there, just like Lazarus. As I revisit him at the grave, the blood was still there in his body. And Jesus stepped in and said, Lazarus, oh, Lazarus, come forth. And when he did, Lazarus got up and came forth, even in his grave clothes. He came forth in grave clothes. And thank you, Jesus. Now, when Jesus called him, he called him by his name, Lazarus. But none of these old days, when the equatorial dimennial lines of the sky shall crack, and one of these old days when incredulities and life shall be no more, one of these old days when the twilight shall meet with daylight, and daylight meet with twilight, and twilight meet with the midnight, and midnight meet with the daylight again, the sky shall crack, and Jesus shall come back again. Amen. Yes, he will. The Bible tells us that he'll come back with his heavenly host. And this time, when Jesus comes back, he's not going to shout my name, Bernard, come forth. He's not going to say, Betty, come forth. He's not going to shout, Patricia, come forth. He's not going to shout, Thelma, come forth. Michelin. He's not going to shout, Michelin, when he comes forth. No, no. When Jesus comes back this time, oh, thank you, Jesus, he going to just put one foot on the land and one foot on the sea and shout, come forth. And when he shouts, come forth, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And then we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Let me tell you something. I believe that's what he's going to shout. He's just going to shout, come forth. And people who are under the blood of Jesus, oh, my God, the life is in the blood. When Jesus hollers, come forth, we'll rise. We'll rise and be caught up to meet him in the air. Let me tell you something. He's not going to let the devil take over the whole earth. He's going to have to come back. Amen. That's why the gospel is being preached everywhere. Amen. Can you mute your line? I'd appreciate it. The gospel is going to be preached everywhere throughout all the earth. And that's why he spoke to me and said, son, I want you to make prayer ambassadors because I want the people to pray all over the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to open up the line for y'all to pray now. God bless you. If you have a nation that you're praying for, the line is open to you. Who's the first one? Jump in there and pray for your nation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. First Lady,
Betty
go ahead.
Johnson in Kansas City.
Amen.
I'm praying for the United States and Bermuda. God, I'm coming to you this morning with a very, very humble heart, asking you to hear my prayer.
Yes,
I'm lifting up their leadership, first of all, for each of these nations, United States and Bermuda. God, I'm asking you to step in and give them godly wisdom. And when you give them godly wisdom, let them use the knowledge that you give them through that wisdom to make the decisions to run our country. But take away all of the hatred, all of the bitterness.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you and we give you the praise for it. Step in every situation that they have to make decisions about how they run our country. And let it be a godly decision that they choose. And we thank you in advance for that. God, I'm lifting up every leadership from the top to the bottom. And we're asking for godly leadership in all of those areas. And we thank you, God. And we're asking for your healing. Bring your healing back. Bring your churches back. Bring the godliness back to our nations. And we thank you, God. We praise you for it. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Somebody else got a nation? Jump in there and pray. Tell us who you are and tell us what you're praying for, what country you're praying for. And
good morning.
Good morning.
Heavenly Father, as I come and pray for Mexico, Lord, I humbly approach the throne of grace, Lord, thanking you, God, for everything that you have done, Lord, here in America, Lord. But, Lord, I lift up Mexico, Lord.
Yes,
I lift
Lord.
Up this place, family, Father.
Yes,
I lift
Lord.
Up leadership, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me, Lord, so that my prayers may be heard. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let nothing block this prayer, Father. The people of Mexico need you, Lord. Children are at a disarray, Lord. Families are at a disarray, Lord. People are displaced. They are either push for a vaccine or push for a not vaccine, Lord. Threatened with this, threatened with that, jobs and wages, Lord. I just lift up Mexico, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm drinking my water this morning, Lord. I'm just thinking that someone over there, Lord, is trying to get clean water. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the hand of mercy that you have continually, Lord, spared lives, brought people forth, Lord, from Mexico. They're your people, Lord, and you love them, Lord, and I'm thanking you in advance for what you're doing for Mexico, from leadership on down, Lord. I thank you that you're raising up a remnant of people, Lord. In Mexico, Lord, you raise up a remnant of people, Lord, to stand forth, Lord, and shout, Lord Jesus, who is the King of glory, Lord? I thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Beautiful. That was Charlotte Gray. Tell who you are now and what you're praying for. Who's next? Jump
Sorry,
in there.
Yes.
That's all right. Jump in there and get the mic, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Come on now.
Absolutely. For Chicago, Illinois, Grandpa Ram, Bahamas, for India. Lord, we just thank you for bringing us here one more time. Thank you for honor, glory, and praise what you have done. But Lord Jesus, countries that need you, Lord Jesus, all the children, the parents, all the countrymen, the leaders, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, just so that your will be done in their life, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, send them protection, Lord Jesus. Oh, put a roof over their heads. Put food on their tables, Lord Jesus. Heal their bodies, Lord Jesus. Let their countrymen do the right thing for them, Lord Jesus. But in this time of Lord Jesus, let them know they need to you in their life, Lord Jesus. Oh, make a way for them, Lord Jesus. Give them
yes,
food, Lord Jesus. Give them health, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus, give them you, Lord Jesus, because that's what we all need today, Lord Jesus, is you, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
We
yes,
need your mercy, Lord Jesus. Oh, we the world needs your mercy, Lord Jesus. We need you in all thy ways, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord Jesus, you said all the ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. And Philippians 4:13 says, all things are possible with the Lord. So Lord Jesus,
yes,
let
Lord.
Them know that they need you in their life, and they can make it, Lord Jesus. In the meantime, Lord Jesus, let their countrymen, kings and queens, know that they need you in their life. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. All right, who is that moving all by the phone, moving your sheets and all that kind of mess? Stop it. Amen. We pray, amen. Have some respect, amen. I don't think you know you're doing that. So stop it. Just keep your hands still. Amen. Come on. Who's next? Jump in there and give us a prayer for your nation. Tell us who you are and what you're praying for. Come on.
Dr. Angelo praying for. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dr. Angelo.
Dr. Angelo praying for Jamaica and Peru. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, thanking you for all that you do. Lord, we thank you for Jamaica and Peru. Lord, touch each and every individual over there in those countries, Lord. Help them, Lord. Touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give them the things that they need to survive on, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all the things that you do. Touch each and every one of them, Lord. Each and every person over there, Lord, touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, somebody else, jump in there.
Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas.
Uh-huh.
We're praying for Haiti, Guatemala, and Grenada. First of all, we lift up Haiti, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come before you, thanking
yes,
you for
yes.
your goodness and your mercy, thanking
yes.
you for being the God of our salvation and the God of miracles. So, God, we come to you and we petition you on behalf of Haiti, the people of Haiti that have been misplaced all over different places, God. But you see them just where they are. You see what's going on. And we ask that you will bless them, Lord, each and every one of the families. Bless and provide for them. Don't let them be mistreated. But, God, I ask that you would, we plead your blood over them, that you would protect them and work things out for them in the name of Jesus. Show your favor to them, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, and I ask that you would rebuke and bind this enemy of this gang that have kidnapped these missionaries and children. I bind this enemy in the name of
Jesus.
Bind this evil spirit in Jesus' name. Your word said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And they're just trying to get this money. They have kidnapped these people that were there to do a good deed. So, Lord, I ask that you would bind this devil. Bind it in the name of Jesus. Don't let them succeed in anything else they do. But, Lord, let the people be released. Release them, God, with no hurt, harm, and danger.
Yes. Yes.
In the name of Jesus. You can do it.
We're
asking you to do it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them be released and let them be safe. In Jesus' name. God, turn that spirit that's evil in them. In this game, turn it, God. Turn it.
Turn it, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, remember Grenada and Guatemala, the people there. Remember them in a special way. Lord, bless them and supply their needs. You know what they're standing in need of. Mainly, God, let them remember and know you. Let them know you. Save them, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Save them in your name and provide for them. Touch, heal, and deliver.
And deliver, Lord.
And we thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen.
God, in the name of Jesus, since we're praying against those evil spirits and trying to take over these nations, I pray against an evil spirit here in America trying to take the vote from the people, trying to take over. So arrogant, Lord, think that they can control the world and control America by not letting the minorities vote, trying to take it from black people when other blacks have died that we might be able to vote, trying to take it from brown people, our brothers and sisters in the brown race and in the Asian race and every other race that's a minority race, trying to take it away because they're not voting the way the white people want them to vote. It's an evil thing that they're trying to do. But what did you say, Lord, when people consider the poor, like America has considered the poor, sending millions of vials of vaccine to poor nations all around the world? You said that you would not, you would deliver them in the time of trouble, and you would not let them be overtaken by the will of their enemies. God, your word is at stake. Don't let the devil overcome your word. You said it, and God, we know that you're going to do it. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would bind that devil in Jesus' name. Block him. Put roadblocks. Put ditches in his way. Let the devil fall in ditches. Don't let him be successful. Let him be a failure, complete failure, on trying to take the vote from the people. Oh, they think they got a champion. But God, we know we got the champion of all time. With the cow.
We can't hear you.
We're depending on you with all power in your hand, the champion of all times. If you would, Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, take over. Block that devil that's trying to block your votes. The votes of the people of God all over the world, black, brown, Asian, whatever color they are. But give them a vote, Lord. They have a right to be heard in this nation. You've got this nation as I believe the only Christian nation. And so the enemy wants to come and control this nation more than he controlling any other nation, because we believe in you, God. Please, please don't let us be punished, because our faith looks up to thee, thou land of Calvary. Savior divine, now hear us while we pray. Take all of our sins away and lead us thus each day. Thank you, Jesus, to righteousness, to holiness, and God, give us the victory. I've heard an old story how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me and all of us. And we need the victory. Oh, God, we heard about his groaning, his blood atoning. Then we repented of our sins and won the victory. We need the victory here over the devil who's trying his best to take away the rights of the people. God, if you don't take away our rights, why would the enemy be able to take away our rights? Bind that arrogant demon. Let him be the biggest failure ever before in Jesus' name. And give us greatness and give us the right, Lord, to vote and express our opinion. Many of us hear from you. That's why the enemy doesn't want us to vote, because he knows that you can get it done through the black and brown and other races of minorities, we pray. Thank God, in Jesus' name, it is done. Thank God, amen. Somebody else jump in there and pray for your nation. Tell us who you are. This is the chief, amen. God bless you. Go ahead. Come on, saints.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Cullen's praying for the nation of Israel. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, come to you as humbly as I know how, lifting up for the nation. Can you hear me better now?
Can y'all hear it better? Or it seems like the same.
Yes, we hear her.
Can
you all hear me?
Come on.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, coming to you, Lord, as humbly as I know how, lifting up the nation of Israel, Lord. They have been deemed your chosen vessels, oh God. Asking that you will bless every man, woman, boy, and girl, Lord. Help them to seek your face while you may be found, to call upon your name while you are near. Help them to seek salvation, oh God. They need you, Lord. They need to be saved, oh God, in these last and evil days. So much is going on in the world, God. Ask that you will bless them, oh God. Help them to magnify your name, to exalt your name, to extol you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. They need you today, Lord, as never before, Lord. Comfort them and strengthen them, oh God, as they seek your face, hallelujah, as they seek salvation in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for blessing them, hallelujah. Thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl, Lord. Help them to prepare their souls to seek you, God, for eternal life, to be with you forever and ever and ever, Lord.
Amen.
Help them to magnify your name, God, to glorify your name, Lord. You are so worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be honored, hallelujah, to be glorified in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, praise you
thank you right now.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, somebody else, jump in there and write your hand. Come on, Saint.
Dr. Chris Johnson, a prayer for Venezuela.
Amen.
I thank you for the death, the barrier, and the resurrection. Just what the man of God was preaching about this morning. And because you, no man took your life, you laid it down. Because God had power to raise you up, and what he did, and he gave you a name that's above every name, and the name still reigns and rules. And so, Father, we thank you, God. Oh, man, you say life in their lives and the tongue. And so, Father, we speak life in Venezuela and all of the other countries, God, all of our international brothers and sisters. Father, we have all kinds of problems right here in the state. But because First Lady has prayed for the United States, things are taking place even here, even there, while we are speaking at the same time, because our God is over there. And you say we could just speak the word, just like the same human man. Say, Lord, you don't have to come under my roof. Just speak the word. This morning, God, we're speaking the word all across this nation,
yes,
country, region, state, cities, God, communities, God, we speak life over their life, God. We thank you, God, that things are taking place, things are shaping and coming into existence, God. You're creating God, and you're creating ears, and you're creating food, and you're creating clothing and a shelter, God. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and thank, God, because you are in control, God. You got up with all power. You snatch the seed out of seed and hand, God, and you come up with all power. And that's why we call upon the name of Jesus, who is a strong tower, where the righteous is underneath to be saved. Thank you for saving those people. Thank you for delivering them and setting them free. Thank you for throwing your arms around them. Thank you for gracing them with your presence. Letting them know that you haven't forsaken them and you haven't forgotten me. Amen. Amen. When people woke up in the morning, amen, they realized and recognized everything was stolen and scattered. And they say, it's the enemy that has done this. And so, Father, whatever taking place in these foreign countries, it's the enemy. But, Father, we got power to bind it, and we bind him this morning.
Yes, Lord.
God, with the blood of Jesus, the blood that reaches the highest mountain, the blood that flows through the lowest valley, the blood that should never, ever, ever lose its power. Thank you, God, for the blood. Oh, God, we don't talk about the blood no more, but it's the blood, the blood, the blood. Hey,
thank you,
God. And so, Father, we thank you for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're going to do, God, because we know, God, amen, you love your people, God. You died for your people, and you got up for your people. And you refuse to let anybody oppress your people. You say, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You say, he will receive a prophet, receive a prophet reward. And so, Father, there are so many people in these foreign countries, in these international countries that we are praying for. Oh, God, they got great leaders. They got people that preach the gospel and teaching the gospel. There's people that's taking a stand for for you, lose any life for you, and so forth. I know you will not allow that to go unanswered. Do what only you can do, because can't nothing make nobody stop you or block you. You're God. Nobody can vote you in, because nobody vote you out, because nobody vote you in. God, you just God. You're God in the morning, you're God in the evening, you're God in the afternoon. And so we thank you and praise you and honor you for all of your benefits and prominent provision that you're making available for all of these countries. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Someone else up in there. Give your name and what you're praying for. Come on, saints. One after another.
This is Dr. Rush from Missouri. And I'm praying for
Let me get some instructions now. Everybody, come off of mute when you know that somebody is praying and you want to be next. Come off of mute then so you can be ready to jump in there and give your prayer. Go ahead, Dr. Rush.
This is Dr. Rush from Missouri. I'm praying for Columbia, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you woke us up this morning with our countries on our mind. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for this country. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Stretch out your hand on this country. Lord, they need you. They need your help. They need your help. Oh, they need your help. They need your guidance.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, they need your guidance. Not only do they need your guidance, the children need your guidance. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, help
Jesus.
This country. Let your mercy in the blood of Jesus cover them. Oh, Father, let the mercy, let your mercy, in your grace cover the country of Columbia. In Jesus' name, thank God.
Thank God. All right, somebody else.
Senior Ambassador Dr. Teresa Stills from Trenton, New Jersey. Father God, I come to you this morning saying thank you. Thank you for watching over us last night as we laid our tired, weary heads down to rest in preparation for a new day, Father God. Thank you for allowing the hearse to ride right on past our homes and give us the ability to rise early this morning to give you praise for life, Father God. We want to say thank you, thank you. We know without you, we would not be here today. We want to thank you for the visionary of this life, Father God, for giving him the insight to call us, your chosen people, to be on this line to spread praise and love for other countries, Father God. I come to you lifting up Puerto Rico, North Korea, South Korea, and Spain, Father God. Each and every one of those countries are in need of your help, Father God. They are going through trials and tribulations, but I know that you are the solver to any issues that are arising, Father God, that you be with the leadership over there, Father God. The leadership is doing things that are not of your doing, Father God. They're not being godly right. They're not loving their people as you have asked us to do, Father God. I ask that you continue to have mercy. Be with those that are hungry. Be with those that are thirsty. Be with those that are homeless, Father God. Be with those that are sick, Father God. You are a God that can be all of those things in protection, Father God. So you just continue to show mercy, grace, and put into the people's mind and give you respect and praise. As that you continue to bless them all the time. In your precious name I do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Someone else.
Praise God. This is Prayer Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. Just want to pray for Japan and India. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We bless your name. Father, you're such a good Father. You're such a good, my Lord, good friend. We thank you, Father, for the relationship. Thank you. Most of all, you are God. Hallelujah. And you do exceedingly great things towards us. Thank you for hearing the prayers. Oh, God, Japan is precious, and it's your nation. And I thank you, Lord, as you continue to visit them with your goodness and grace. You continue to shield them with your protective hedge. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing healing. Thank you for keeping our investment secure. We thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing in India. Thank you, Father, for how you are working behind the scenes. Oh, Father, the media that wants to report all the negative stuff, Lord, let them now begin to report the good things that you're doing behind the scenes. We thank you, Father.
Lord.
We give you praise. We thank you and we give you praise because you're working in a great, big, mighty way. We thank you now and for your glory. It is so done. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Prayer Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Texas, praying for Southeast Asia, and the United Kingdom. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. First of all, we just want to say thank you for our laying down, waking up this morning, the activities of our limbs. God, we thank you for coming together one more time to give you the glory, praise, and the honor that you so do. God, we just want to make this request known unto you. We're lifting up Southeast Asia and 11 cities that are represented under them, oh God. We ask you to look on the people, oh God, your people. You made them, you all about them, oh God. Oh God, we ask you to touch and heal from the crown of the head to the soles of their feet, God. Those that need your healing power, God, we ask you to heal. God, those that need you and need something in their lives right now, any provision, those who are homeless, those who are without, God, you said you supply the needs according to your riches and glory. And God, we know that you see all and that you know all. And God, we thank you for looking out for the people in Southeast Asia. And God, we thank you for watching over those that are less fortunate than ourselves, watching over those that, oh God, are being abused, oh God, and being taken
Lord.
Oh God, we ask you to just take them and protect them, oh God. Oh God, protect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bind the enemy that comes against them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you to look on the United Kingdom, oh God. First of all, God, we're going to lift up the leadership and the queen who's being hospitalized, God. Touch and heal about according to your will, oh God. God, and just give comfort to the palace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring unity, oh God. And oh God, help them to get understanding and wisdom on how to lead the people, oh God. And we ask you to continue to look on the people in the United Kingdom, oh God. Bless each and every one, oh God. And you know your children in the United Kingdom. They're crying out to you, God, and we know that you hear their cry. And God, we just want to thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Someone else, jump in there.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Father. Father God, we just thank and we praise you for this day. Father, we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Father, I'm praying for Canada this morning in the name of Jesus, and I'm praying for the United States of America, God, and throughout all around the world. Father, I'm praying for this nation in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, we are praying for the nation. We are praying for this generation, God. Father God, we are praying for the saints of God in the name of Jesus all over the world. Father God, we are praying. We are praying for our family, our friends, our neighbors. We are praying for our neighborhood and our community, Father, that you would keep us covered under your precious blood. Father God, I looked at the news the other day in the name of Jesus. I looked at the news and there was these people with these masks on and the guns messing with your Christian people, God. But Father God, you promised when the enemy shall come in like a flood that the Spirit of the Lord God will lift up a standard against the enemy. And Father God, we thanking you for lifting up a standard against the enemy. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Father, we pray that Israel might be saved. Father God, you say in the mighty name of Jesus, according to Luke 18:1, Father, you said man ought to always pray and not to faint. Father, we come as God, your children this morning, kingdom people. And Father God, we just lifting up your people all over this world, all over this land, all around the world, all the nation, God. Oh God, that you would have mercy upon us, oh God. Have mercy upon your people, God. Father, we just thank you and we just praise you. And Father, I want to thank you, God, that yesterday, God, that you didn't let my son got killed, God. Father, I just thank and I praise you, God. When he stood in the middle of the road, you had an angel to come and get him out of that highway. Oh, God, I don't want to take out of the unseen. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, God. You would sit on the right hand of the Father, making him a shooter. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, thank you.
Thank Thank you, God, because the safest place in the whole wide world is in the hands of God. And God, you look and saw the anointing of God that she's prayed for years to cover her son and to cover her children, her people. And you honor her prayer, Lord, the prayer from yesterday. That's why we tell people to keep on praying, because God will honor the prayers we prayed 20 years ago. He's going to bring it to pass. And you had your hand over him, Lord, and we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, because your hand covered it. Get it out of your head. We praise you for it. We glorify you. We appreciate everything you've done. You're the best father anybody can ever have. You're the best father who made a way out of no way for us, God. We give you the glory. And look on our precious soul in the name of Jesus. In healing virtue, to know that you have your hand over her. And the blood of Jesus was covering her son on yesterday. God, the blood of Jesus covers. I want everybody on the line who's open, come on, help me plead the blood of Jesus over everything we do.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of I felt the anointing when I said the third day. Not because of food, but I just thought about the third day when Jesus got up.
Yes,
he got up. Amen. On the third day. All right. Today, I want you to fast all the way up to 3 o'clock. At 2:30, come on this line. We'll be here. Mm-hmm. We'll be praying starting at 2:30. We're going to pray that 30 minutes. And at 3 o'clock, have your soup prepared. Amen. We're going to break bread. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost on that. We're going to break bread together. Amen. And then he just added this because I heard it in the spirit realm. On our knees. We're going to break bread together on our knees. Amen. Get your soup ready. He said, well, how can you have soup on your knees? You can have it on your knees. Put it in your chair wherever you are and get ready to eat soup with us. Amen. We may not stay there and do it all the time, eating the soup, but we're going to break bread together on our knees. Amen. Get ready to, we're going to ask God to grant every prayer. I don't know what he's going to say, but he's going to say something, amen, to the whole group, amen, and get ready to hear him, whatever he gives. We want to, and I don't know, God can do, oh my God, I don't know what he's going to say. We just follow him, and we're going to receive the blessing today. Amen. I want to take time and ask God to bless all of you in the name of Jesus. So meet us at 2:30 on the line, and at 3 o'clock we'll have our soup together. Amen. And thank you, Jesus, for everything that he's going to do today. Now, I'm going to ask, go ahead and make the announcement. Yesterday, thank God for Dr. Sheila Brown. She came to me properly and asked me if she could make an announcement today. I want her to do that and make an announcement about the youth prayer line. If you're on the line, Dr. Sheila Brown, go ahead and take it in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You there? All right. God bless you. Come on, Dr. Steele. Amen. Are you there to tell us about the Wednesday night and the Sunday night? Tell us about that in the name of Jesus. Are you there, Dr. Steele? All right. God bless you.
Dr. Gildersleeve is here for the youth prayer line, Chief.
Uh-huh. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so now for the youth prayer line, it's every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., 7 Central, 8 Eastern. All are welcome. Amen.
Thank you so much. All right. I think Dr. Steele... Let me ask one more time. Are you there, Dr. Steele? We on mute. Amen. Go ahead. And, well, we have the Sunday morning and also Wednesday night available to anybody who doesn't have a church home. You can join us. And some do have church homes, but join us on Wednesday night for the Bible study at 7 p.m. For the Bible study, on tonight. Amen. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, it's going to be very, very, very important. Dr. Frierson, amen, come and tell us about 9 o'clock tonight. Are you there?
The all-night studying is tonight at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is the same as 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everyone is invited. If you would like to minister, please call me. Thank you.
All right. Give them your number where they can call you if they want to be a part. And Dr. Mother to the Nation told us that some of y'all who are doctors, let me finish now. Some of y'all who are doctors, y'all don't have graduated from 15 minutes. You ought to be able to take 30 minutes. Amen. If we got any time enough, call her and tell them that you want to minister and be a part of it. What is your number, 516? Go ahead.
Yes, 531-4940. 616-531-4940. And you can reach me after 4 o'clock.
All right. I want to just commend Dr. Bonita Fraxon. She's always done an excellent job on putting together all night shut-in. We appreciate them so much. Amen. Go ahead, Dr. Gildersleeve. Step in there and encourage her to. Amen. Would you please? Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. 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 Yes. Dr. Fraxon, she's always right there. That all night shut-in. And I just thank the Lord for her. And just stay on the wall because the Lord is going to bless you. He's looking down on you. And God bless you, and I love you, and Mom. Amen.
Beautiful.
Thank
you. Anybody else want to say a word of encouragement to her? Jump in there. The line's open.
Chief, I want to thank that woman of God whose son was spared. She had no idea. He had no idea he was going to wake up in the morning and do what he did. But the Bible said man should always pray in season and out of season. When Peter went to jail, the church got together in a house and they started praying that God would open up the doors and allow Peter to come out of jail. And man, just about that time Peter knocked on the door, he had no idea that they were praying for him. Amen. We are praying, and people have no idea that we are praying for them, and God just delivered and set them free. Man, we got to always pray. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care what it looks like, what it seems like, what it feels like. If we continue to pray, then somebody will be delivered out of what they're going through. So I just thank God for prayer.
Thank God for it. All right, somebody jump in there again. Somebody jump in there and encourage Dr. Bonita Fries.
Go ahead. Go ahead. This is Prayer Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. I would just like to say I'm encouraging Dr. Frierson for the hard work that she has done and continue to do that. You know, I know it takes a lot to put programs together every month and to get everybody to agree. And whatever it is, you're doing a good job realizing that you have your plate full. We're praying that God would bless you, even your efforts and endeavors that you're trying to do, and even as you take care of your mother. We ask God to have a special blessing upon you, and we appreciate you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, and I receive it.
Now that's a person who understands. Amen. She took care of her husband faithfully for years, just as Dr. Fraxon is being there for her mother. And thank God, you always do an excellent job, Dr. Fraxon. We'll take one more person.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Stern. I praise God for the gift that is in Ambassador Dr. Bernita Fraxon. Amen. When you love what you do an excellent job. And she loves what God gave her, that assignment that is her purpose. My message last night is, what is your purpose? And this is one of her purposes. And I certainly want to tell you, and I often do on the sideline, but before the people of God, know this one thing that Paul say, that your labor of love is not in vain. Payday is not here, but payday will be rewarded to you in glory. God bless you, and I'm always praying for you that God will fill every spot on this. A prayer on our every spot that is vacant, that it will be filled. God bless you. You're a beautiful vessel of God.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
God bless you.
Else.
Good morning. This is Betty Johnson. Just wanted to encourage Prayer Ambassador Dr. Fraxon. You're doing an excellent job. I know it's not an easy thing to do when you're trying to schedule, but you are doing an excellent job, and I appreciate you, and I'm sure that everyone appreciates you on the line. We love you so much. Stay encouraged. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Dr. Amen. Johnson, thank you very much, and blessings to you and your family.
And she's speaking for both of us. Amen. We do appreciate you. Thank you for this excellent job. Did I leave anybody else out who wanted to say a word of encouragement to Dr. Bonita Fraxon? It's all right.
Dr. Jeanette Murphy?
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Fraxon, you're always doing a great job since I've come to know you, and I thank you for your commitment and how you just steadfast and not unmovable in the work and how you just persistent and consistent. Be encouraged.
Amen. God bless you.
And God bless you and your family.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Lee Hagen. I understand. I stepped away for a moment, but I came back, and I understand we're doing encouragement to Dr. Bernita Fryson.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bernita Fryson. God bless you. God bless you, my sister in the Lord. You always do an excellent job, and we are so grateful to have you on board. And I'm telling you, the things you do behind the scenes, the far reach that you do, the people that you meet with such joy and cheerfulness, you just have a gift of drawing people in. And we just want you to know how much we love and appreciate you. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. God has not forgotten about you, and your day of blessings will come, not only when you get to heaven, but on this side as well. We all appreciate
That's
you.
Right.
Such
That's
an
right.
excellent job. Stay with me. God bless you. Love you.
Love you, too, and God bless you. And thank you for the opportunity.
Good morning, Mr. Chris.
God had 12 disciples, and he handpicked every last one of them. I want her to know that she was handpicked and strategically placed in this ministry for the work that he had for her to do. And I'm just saying to you, woman of God, just stay on assignment. Therefore, the enemy can't take you out when you're on assignment. And so the assignment that God has given you for this ministry, it was well needed. The man of God needed this individual to take that to the spot which you are fulfilling to keep the ministry flowing. And you're doing a tremendous job of flowing with the ministry that God has placed on the inside of you. So, amen. Thank you, amen, that you brought the gift exactly where God wanted the gift to be born. And you are excelling. And eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. You have entered into the hearts of men the great things that God has in store for you. Continue to love your assignment that God has given you. And until your assignment is finished, the enemy can't do anything to you. He'll try to block you. He'll try to stop you. But he won't succeed because you are on assignment. God bless you in the house.
That's a good word. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a word, Dr. Fryson, and then want to express yourself. Go ahead.
I just want to thank my First Fruit Prayer and Praise family, the Flying Line. Just thank you. And we do need your prayers. And the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous avail much. And we're just seeking the Lord and fasting, like you said, too. And everything is going to be all right because we trust God. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Fryer, for being encouraged. All right, we are about ready to go. We're over a little bit, but don't worry about it. Amen. Don't forget, we're fasting. This is the third day of our fast. Amen. And I just want to tell you, I am releasing you to drink water. Amen. I don't want anybody to dehydrate your body. And I want anybody, I don't want you to damage your kidneys at all. The people from the old church, amen, I know they just did it differently all day, all night, for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days, and things like that. And I fasted 1,000 days. So if I be expert on fasting, because I did fast 1,000 days, I just want to tell you, if I would do it again, amen, I would make sure that I kept my body hydrated. And so it's all right to drink water. Amen. Keep that water flowing in your body. Because your body is like a car with oil. Without oil flowing, the body, the car will not work. And the body without that water, which is the oil for the body, you want it to work. Amen. And so keep the fluids flowing in your body. Amen. God bless you. I love you. I believe that the Lord gave you that, amen, that you would keep your body hydrated in the name of Jesus. My brother Robert, he's gone on to heaven now. He fasted many times, long days. Oh, my God, many days. He didn't fast 1,000, but he fasted many, many days. And one of the things he did, he messed up his kidney because he did not drink water. I want you to keep yourself hydrated. God bless you. God bless you. We had a great day today. And I want to just dismiss you in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for today. If you can remember me, I want you to get whatever your fleece is before the Lord, whatever you're needing from the Lord. I want you to ask him for it. Because he's given great, great, great miracles over these 3 days. And good night. God bless us. Now, if you think of me and Dr. Betty, please just plead the blood of Jesus over us and over our family and over our church family. Amen. I know the enemy doesn't like it, but God's blessing amazing grace as never before. Oh, my God. I don't want to take time to tell you all about what he's doing there, but it's phenomenal. And thank you because you're pleading the blood of Jesus over us. The enemy cannot defeat the blood of Jesus. It still works. And it shall never, never lose its power. God bless you. May the Lord watch. Say that after me. May the Lord watch. While we're absent one from another. And may the Lord keep you and your family. Bless you and your family real good. May the Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And may God give you your heart's desire through this fast. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
God bless you. We'll have a good day. We'll hear you back on the line at 2:30 today. We'll have prayer together, and then we'll go into our breaking bread together at 3 o'clock. I want Bishop Stern, if she's able and will be available, to pray that prayer, one of the prayers over us at 2:30. I'm going to pray for you, too, at 2:30 in Jesus' name. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful
one. Amen. And I am able. I'm very healthy. Thank you.
Amen.
I am able, and I'm very healthy, and I'm willing. Thank you for asking.
God bless you. Amen. All right. And the Lord bless all of you today. I don't know. Minister Chris can be there at 2:30 to help pray for us, too. I'd appreciate it. And then I know First Lady will be there. But we'll have a few prayers, and then we'll have food together at 3 o'clock. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, everybody. I'm out. God bless you.